A Brigham Young University researcher says she has found significant bias in how Utah law enforcement decide to submit rape kits for testing. Dr. Julie Valentine is a sexual assault nurse examiner and nursing professor at BYU. She's the principal investigator in a new study on how rape kits are processed by law enforcement agencies in 7 Utah counties. She found that within a year of an assault, fewer than 23% of rape kits were submitted by law enforcement to the state crime lab for analysis. The rest either remain in law enforcement custody, have only recently been submitted, or have been destroyed. She says the jurisdiction where the victim was raped had the greatest influence on whether the kit was submitted for testing.
It's not that law enforcement has purposely been ignoring these victims. It's a lack of training. It's a lack of understanding what a sexual assault does to the brain.
The study, which included sexual assaults that took place from 2010 to 2013, found that male victims were 46% more likely to have their kits tested, drug-facilitated sexual assaults were 25% more likely to be tested, a victim's rape kit was less likely to be tested if he or she used drugs prior to the assault, bathed after the assault, had a physical or mental impairment, or knew the suspect. Jay Henry is director of the Utah State Crime Lab.
We told them, you know, in the past, hey, kind of be really careful about what you submit, because we didn't have necessarily the resources back then. But now we do, and so we're sort of changing our tune a little bit. And so we're turning this ship. It's taking a little bit of time, but we're getting there.
Dr. Julie Valentine recommends state legislators consider a new law that would require the submission of all sexual assault kits and a system that allows victims to track what stage of processing their kits are in. Whitney Evans, KUER News.